You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are invited to attend Men on the Move. That's a men's luncheon every Thursday at 11:30 a.m. The place is O'Galley First Baptist Church, located at 1501 West O'Galley Boulevard in Melbourne. For more info, you can contact Chris Gibbs at 321-258-5579. But you are invited to attend, all you men out there, for Men on the Move, men's luncheon, Thursdays at 11:30. Hi, friends. Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you to download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.
Trust him. hallelujah. It will change things. Yes, it will. I know prayer will. Thank you, Jesus. It will change things. All you have to do, just ask in His name. Live by His command. I know prayer will, yes it will, change things. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It will change things. Yes, it will. I know prayer will. Yes, it will. It will change things. All you have to do, just ask in His name. I know prayer will, it will change things. Hallelujah. Help me say it, boy. Prayer will, hallelujah, it will change things. Can I get a witness? Say this. Prayer is the key to the kingdom. Yes, it is. And I found out one thing. I know faith will unlock doors. All you have to do, yes, in His name, hallelujah, and that live by His command. I know prayer will, yes, sir, it will change things. Hallelujah, I know prayer will. Stay with them.
Change everything.
I'm a living witness that prayer will change things.
Prayer will.
It'll keep your home together.
Change everything.
It'll make you love everybody else.
Prayer will.
I don't care what you're going through. I know prayer will change things.
Change everything.
I know prayer will change things, y'all. The Bible said, ask and it shall be given.
Change everything.
Seek and it shall find, and the door shall be open. I don't care what you're going through. All you gotta do is call on Jesus. He'll make a way sometime out of nowhere. But I found out one thing. He may not come when you want him, but I know it. He's always on time. Prayer will change things, yo. Call on Jesus,
y'all.
I
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of the
Lord. One night as I was leaving service, I met a young man who asked me to pray for him. He said he was going through and struggling just to make it through each day. I began to share with him that the fact that he was still here was an indication that his situation could be worse. As we began to pray, he got excited and started praising God right there in the parking lot. So if you like him today, I want you to listen to this.
You've been saying that you're tired of going through
some days.
Seems like everyone else is blessed but you.
In church on Sunday,
preacher telling you your miracle is on the
way. But now you're confused because you
and your times, you're confused because you're really so you may not have a match.
In a gated neighborhood.
In a gated neighborhood.
But you should be grateful because at least,
but at least you have a roof over your head.
You're looking at the doctor's report.
You say your body needs a healer.
But I want you to know that the healer,
well, the healer's here today. Here today.
So I think that you should
praise now. It could
be worse.
Be worse.
I know you're going through right now. But I still think that you should praise now.
Praise now.
But after all,
it could be worse.
Listen, this Monday morning.
You complain about the job that you don't like. Do your best, working hard, they don't treat you right. Boss is telling you your raise is coming soon.
But this what happens.
With no notice, you're laid off.
What do you do?
What do you do? You've been waiting on your best.
You're still here, so you're already
don't
blessed.
Don't you know you're already blessed?
So instead of complaining,
you should thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
For what you already have.
But if you be honest today, if it wasn't for
if
Jesus.
It wasn't for Jesus.
Please tell me where.
Tell me where.
To your praise, so
praise now. It could be worse.
If you got at least one thing to be thankful for, just go ahead and
praise now.
Praise now.
It could be worse.
The next time somebody calls you complaining, I need you to tell them that James said. I got two friends with me, Leandra and Zaccardi. Help us right here.
Testing and trying
you are the praise because it could be worse. Praise him right now. Come on, Leandria.
When I need him the most, he was the only one there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. I had to get down on my knees and tell God thank you for everything that is done and everything that is getting ready to do it. Try to take over my life. I have to cancel.
foreclosure to now. Raising three kids on my own, I know what it feels like to be in a worse situation. But I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, you called me out for this purpose, yes. You called me out to be a testimony.
Whenever I call him, he's thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. God is faithful, so faithful. God is faithful, so faithful. Though I've caused them so much shame, still his love remains the same. So faithful, God is. God is.